the children that are affected by the unspeakable suffering, the children that lost their home, that lost their parents, that sometimes are outside of their country, and they still have hope. Many of them talk about positive response to the suffering that the adult, we the adult, do to them. I was a child born during war, so I know how they feel it. But we sometimes forget that the war is decided by the adult, that those who pay the very high price are the children, the next generation. What they are telling us, we would like to do better than you, the adult of today.
If you look at all these pictures, which one for you spoke the most to you?
Every and each one of them tell a story. Everyone is saying, I would like to be a chef. A chef in a society that usually chefs are men. She is saying, I would like to lead the community. This is unbelievable when you think about how these people suffer. And these are that we can go there and you can see the same.
And for those children who are not on this wall today, like for the children of Yemen, not a day has gone by without some news report of a child dying in an airstrike or a child being killed. What can you say about the situation in Yemen?
First of all, I think it's sad that again, after all the commitment that we have during the Security Council debate to take the necessary precautionary measures and to ensure that what happened in the past will not happen again. Still, we are now with two major attacks, one on a school, one on a hospital. And we have a huge number of children killed. And I would like to say to the Yemeni children that we will continue to raise their voice.
World Humanitarian Day is coming up on Friday. What's going to be your message to the world?
My message to the world is, first of all, when we talk about the Humanitarian Day, we are speaking of providing support to the most vulnerable, the one who are paying the very high price, those who lost their home, those who left their country, fleeing insecurity and war, those who are at risk to be trafficked, those who are at risk to lose everything, no future, no school, no education. So the day is for them to tell the world you have a responsibility to assist, because one day the war will end. And we would like to make sure that when the war ends, it ends forever. Because if we don't deal with the suffering, if we don't heal the people, if we don't show solidarity, we will not be able to fix the problem forever. Even if we get a peace process, it will not be sustainable. Because we have to heal people, we have to show solidarity and support. And as you know today, the war is not within border. It will reach you. The world is globalized. What happened in one place is not sitting within the border of this country. So it's important that we give hope to those who are affected by war, to allow them to support what is going on and to heal them and make sure that we achieve peace, and the peace will be sustainable.